the first level of dependent arising, or the first type of dependent arising, I should say, is causal dependence that we talked about yesterday. Things depending on causes, causes producing results, results depending on those causes. And then the second type in this particular schema, there's another schema I'll describe later, of dependent arising is dependence on parts. And so whereas the first kind, depending on causal dependence, pertains only to functioning things, things that are produced by causes and conditions, dependence on parts includes also permanent things. So it includes all the phenomena. So then you say, well, how does a permanent thing depend on parts? Okay. So when you talk about empty space, which is a lack of obstruction and tangibility, then you can talk about the space in the east, the space in the west, in the north, and the south. Those are called the parts of space. Okay? So the existence of space as a whole is dependent on it having parts. In the same way, we talk about emptiness as if it's one thing, but actually emptiness too has parts. There's the emptiness of Manju, and the emptiness of you, and the emptiness of you, and of you, and the carpet, and everything else, okay? So when we talk about emptiness as a whole, it's because it has the parts, all these different things, the emptiness of all these different phenomena, okay? So because things have parts, you know, they're composed of parts, then also they can't be inherently existent. Because something that is inherently existent doesn't depend on anything, you know. It exists in and of itself without depending on any other factors, including parts. So then when you, you know, meditate that things are depending on parts, then you can negate them being inherent existent. Okay. So today, your homework, go around and look at everything as being dependent on parts. And, you know, as we go for lunch, you know, we see lunch as a whole, but actually there's different dishes. And if you look at each dish is made of different parts. Then you might say, well, rice is all one thing. Well, no, there's each individual grain, okay? And the whole pot of rice is dependent on each individual grain. And each individual grain also has its parts. So we can do this in terms of our body too, dissecting the body into parts. And then, you know, when you do this, then you lose the sense of body. Or what I was saying the other day, looking at the tree and just seeing the parts, and then you lose the sense of the whole. And in that way, you see how perceiving a larger whole is dependent upon there being parts.
Can you explain why something could not have parts and be inherently existent? What's the something that's inherently existent does not have parts,
right?
Or is not dependent on parts? Maybe I didn't hear it correctly.
Yeah, something. If something is inherently existent, it cannot depend on parts, because dependence precludes independence. Okay.